It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts. WSJ Speakeasy.
Cate Blanchett will be talking about her new film.
Interviews with celebrities and marquee guests.
Am I a celebrity or am I a marquee guest? Which one do I fall into?
You are both and so much more.
WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Coming up.
Can the Beatles save the music industry? Maybe. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Last week, as an early holiday present to legions of fans, the Beatles gifted music, 224 songs across 13 studio albums to be precise, to 9 streaming services including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal, and Amazon Prime. This new streaming news is a huge breakthrough for the online music service, and perhaps it highlights how the streaming market is growing quickly and how record companies are starting to consider subscription services essential to their future. Wall Street Journal reporter Hannah Karp explains how subscription growth has been doing for the music streaming market.
The subscriber growth has been modest. It's been slower than some in the industry had expected. And so I do think that we'll see more of this kind of thing if this is successful. This could be a good way to figure out if this type of strategy works at all.
Releasing a full catalog of one of the greatest bands in music history is one strategy, but music services have other tricks up their sleeve as well.
Music services have also been offering exclusive live content. Jay-Z's service Tidal recently, for example, live streamed a Coldplay show that included a lot of Coldplay's new songs off of its new album before the album came out. And you're seeing a lot of that from other services as well. Spotify is live streaming events and also, you know, getting into video, and next year they're going to roll out a lot more video content that's not necessarily music related, from scripted series to reality shows, in order to kind of broaden the experience and look for new sources of sponsorship money and advertising.
And many say subscription service is the new business model for the music industry.
This is pretty much it. I mean, physical sales still account for, you know, about half of the world's recorded music income. So it's still a big chunk of revenue, but that's not going to last forever. And it's been falling for years, and download sales are falling too. So streaming is the only thing that's growing, and it's growing fast, but it really needs to grow faster if it's going to keep the industry afloat.
And if anyone can keep the music industry afloat, it's probably the Beatles. That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com for all the latest updates. We're also on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts, and look for us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.